tell you right now, Professor, I never thought Dad would treat me that way.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Oh, getting himself put in jail at a time like this.
But you know, a man doesn't go to jail of his own volition.
Well, I guess maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Yes, but Ed's locked up in that squid-billed calaboose just because he wants to be, that's all.
Now, see here. You just agreed that he isn't.
Yeah. The wind I seen a darn fool thing like that.
Just now. You said a man doesn't go to jail of his own volition.
Oh, shucks. I don't even know what that means. I tell you right now, I'm so upset, I wouldn't be surprised none if I started off talking Italian or Eskimo.
Oh, come now. Come now. Pull yourself together, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yeah.
Well, now, as a matter of fact, I used the word. You simply agreed with me. I said you said it because you gave your assent.
I said you said it.
No. I said you said it.
That's what he said.
No, you said I said you said it when what I really said was I said you said it.
Yes, I see. You said I said you said it.
No. I said you said it when I said you said it.
You said I said it when I said you said it?
I said that you said that I said that you said that never mind who said it.
Well, all I want to know is who is what you said about what I said about Ed go to jail. I mean the word you used.
The word was assent. I said that...
What? You sent Ed to jail?
I didn't say that.
Dad Burnett, you did. I heard you...
No. Now, I'm talking about a word. The word assent. That means you agreed.
Well, agreed to send my own partner to jail? See, now look here, Professor.
No. Agreed to what I said. Namely, that Mr. Peters went to jail of his own free will.
Oh, yes, I see. By crack, it's a good thing he'd been here. He'd been all mixed up with
me. Yes, a very good thing he isn't here. I'm afraid he would have. Yes,
good evening, Mr. Winterbottom. And to you, Professor Sisselbate, also I shall wish you a good day.
Oh, yes. Good evening, Mayor Schulzenheimer.
Yes, howdy, Mayor. You're looking right pert.
We were just speaking of you.
Thank you. I'm the best of parents. And I'm not surprised, Professor Sisselbate, that you were discussing me.
Yes, quite so. To be frank, we were discussing your silly notion that you should play your tuba from the stage.
What? Professor Sisselbate, you forget yourself.
No, I do not. No one ever heard of a tuba player leaving the orchestra pit and marching up to the stage to play his instrument.
Perhaps, my dear, you don't realize to whom you are speaking at already.
I'm speaking to my tuba player, and I am the leader of the orchestra.
But I am the mayor.
Oh, bother. What if you are?
Tell you right now, Professor, the mayor of Conchetti is some pumpkin.
Very well put. Very well put indeed.
Yeah, Professor. When you insult me, you insult the fair city of Conchetti.
I'm sorry. I let my temper get the better of me.
Well, I accept your apology. And so I will play my tuba from the stage.
No. I didn't mean to go as far as that.
What?
Can't you see? If you stand up there, you will drown out the rest of the orchestra.
No, you don't hold me.
Of course you will. The audience won't hear anyone but you.
Are you sure?
Certainly, I'm sure.
Well, that's good. That is excellent.
But I say, how about the violins, the piano, and all the others?
Oh, well, who cares? It is the tuba of the people that come to hear.
Mr. Winterbottom, isn't there something you can say that will turn this...
Careful, Professor, remember, I am the mayor.
Mr. Winterbottom, I appeal to you as man to man.
Shucks. It seems to me you're both a mite too determined about this here thing.
He's going to spoil the entire effect.
What? I resent that.
I'm sorry.
Well, now, what are you sorry about?
I mean, I was merely apologizing.
Well, Dad, granted, you mean it or didn't you?
I meant it.
That's the last door. It is the finish. But say, I'll go now.
Professor, what in tarnation did you mean by saying this is the finish?
I hope he means that he's finished with playing the tuba.
Well, Yes, I understand the tuba playing, but I wish he'd decide not to make a speech. I believe you, right? Who have we here?
Oh, more trouble.
I guess you remember me.
I can't say that I do.
You're one of the things wrong with the show.
I'm the comedian, see?
Yes, you think you're pretty darn funny, don't you?
Oh, well, shoot, I'm supposed to be, ain't I?
All right, go ahead and make me laugh.
Oh, darn it. Now, look here. You ain't got the right kind of face for it.
I understand you to say that you are the comedian in the Hermit and the Wild Woman play?
No, I don't get in the play exactly. You see, the Hermit makes a play for the Wild Woman, and the other woman makes a play for the... Oh, no, shoot, that ain't it.
But you are a member of the cast.
Yeah, Carsten Carey. Carsten Carey. Say, ain't that a good crack?
It is not. Terrible.
Didn't you get it? You see, I say Kirsten Curry, and right away you think of,
you think of manslaughter.
Well, anyway, there's a joke in it somewhere.
And I'd prefer not to hear any more about it.
Oh, Don, how can I show you how funny I am if you don't let me spring my jokes?
Say, listen here. Whoever told you you were funny anyhow?
Oh, I've always been funny. Why, all the neighbors laughed at me the day I was born.
You did? What'd your folks say?
Well, they didn't say much, I guess. They just looked silly.
Nah, I can understand that.
But when did you start being an actor?
Oh, I started in that show, Sunk Again. I was a wow in that.
Pretty funny, huh?
Oh, you should have heard the crowd when I took the leading lady in my arms and at the end of the show. And when I kissed her, say, believe it or not, the gal fainted.
They let the fun out of it, did they?
They lowered their heads off.
But look here. How did the comedian happen to kiss the leading lady in the last act?
Look. Who said anything about the comedian kissing her?
You did. You were the comedian, weren't you?
No, shoot. I was the leading man.
Hey, but he made him laugh, you say?
And that's entirely possible. As a leading man, he was probably a fine comedian, if you know what I mean.
The leading lady said one of my kisses was enough in any girl's life, so they promoted me.
Promoted you, huh?
Yeah, they made me doorkeeper.
And now you're doing the comedy relief in the new show.
Yeah, he may be the comedian, but if that brings by, I think he'll be any relief. What do we do?
By comedy relief, one means when a dramatic scene has been concluded, a humorous situation is introduced to alleviate the suspense.
Mm-hmm. Shucks, I guess if he's doing all that, it's the first time he knew it.
Shoot, I don't do nothing like that. I'm just a comedian.
But my dear fellow, what else is there for a comedian to do?
Well, you just gotta stall around and make the audience laugh.
How?
You gotta be funnier than the straight actors.
Appears to me like that's asking quite a lot.
Well, I'm afraid we'll all be in need of some comedy after Mayor Schulzenheimer finishes playing his tuba from the stage.
Say, look, now listen. Is he going to play a bass tuba?
All tubas are bass tubas.
They are? Is he going to play one?
I'm afraid so.
Say, I got a good one. Listen, this will lay him in the eyes.
Yeah?
I just thought of a good gag. You die.
Yeah. The fellow seems to have a happy thought.
Go on, get it off your mind.
Well, you see, when he's playing his tuba, see?
And I remember, he's the mayor.
That'll make it all the funnier.
Dad Bernard, hurry up with your wife.
Well, when he's playing, you see, I take a bucket of soap suds, see?
Yeah.
And I pour it into the top of his horn, see? Ain't that a scream?
Well, what's so damn funny about that?
Every time he plays a note, he'll blow a soap bubble.